Craig, is I've welcomed you back into the main studio. Now that we have a guest in here, you can sit in the other chair. And I notice in front of you, you will have the on-off cough switches that are available for you at any time you choose to turn things on and off. So don't be afraid to touch the buttons at any particular time.
It's good to be back in the studio with you after my banishment to Studio C.
What do you mean banishment? You had an entire room to yourself.
Have you been over
there
lately?
It's like when your brother moves out to another room, you know, cause, and you think, huh, got a room to yourself. But then it's like that partnership kind of fades away. Everybody comes up with their own way. But we're in the studio this morning. Congratulations to Paul Burke of Lorain picking up the four tickets to the Cleveland National Air Show. It's part of the Summer Fun giveaway from North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco. And we got some Indians tickets to give away as part of our Swing and a Drive contest coming up courtesy of Hickory Nut Golf Course right before the 8 o'clock news. But we are joined in studio this morning by John Shainhalls. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
All right, I got it. I spelled it phonetically. But John is the, would I consider you the new extension agent? What's your business card say these days?
Yes, my business card has quite a lengthy title. I'm the Lorain County Agriculture and Natural Resources Educator, and the County Director for Extension also.
Now, you're wearing a hat that has the word agronomy on it.
I am.
What's that? What is that? What's agronomy?
So agronomy is the study of agronomic crops such as corn, soybeans, and wheat. And so that's what I went to school for. And what I like to talk about and learn from farmers what's going on and help them out when I can.
And Bruce, what you can see on the side of the cap, if you would turn this way, is corn.osu.edu. Corn. It's got its own website. Wow. What will you find? What will you find at that website?
So the corn.osu.edu website is basically a place to sign up for a newsletter that we in Extension put out every year or every week. Kind of talking about some pest issues, disease issues, management issues for farmers to be looking at, to think about coming up and developing their management plans.
All right, John, you gave us a little short bio of who you are, where you came from, and how did you land here at Lorain County Extension?
Well, I am pretty fresh out of college. I got my master's degree from Ohio State in May, and then moved up here soon after that. So I've been on the job now just under 2 months, originally from Northwest Ohio in Fulton County. But I landed a job here and excited to get to know the area.
Raised on a farm?
Yes. Yeah, corn, soybeans, and hogs.
Okay, so you'll be right at home come next week with the Lorain County Fair with a lot of 4-H'ers and their animals, and then there's an entire building filled with people proudly showing off their vegetables.
Yes. Like I'm excited to experience the Lorain County Fair. I've heard many good things.
What will you be doing there? Just observing, talking to people, how would you describe it?
I will have a booth in the Junior Fair building. I won't man that constantly, but for the most part, I'm going to be at the fair mingling, getting to know people, seeing the area, and just being around and available.
Now, we're used to talking with Charles Benke. He's a longtime horticulturalist, master gardener. He's teaching things like that. What is your area of expertise? Charles liked to talk, sometimes had bugs. He was good with bugs and a lot of things like that. What's your area of expertise and how will you help out not only the farmers, but, you know, the general public with their issues?
So my main background is in the agronomic crops, the corn, soybeans, wheat, which is great for the farmers. But my bachelor's degree was in plant pathology. So I've been answering a lot of questions about home horticultural questions, trees and lawns and garden issues, weed identification and insect identification. So I'm not as good on the horticulture as Chuck is, but I'm learning and certainly there to assist on that.
Well, a lot of times it's a matter of having someone to put them in the right direction or give them the resources. Many times as a home gardener, you go online, you go to either one of the extension websites. And it's amazing that not only Ohio, you know, OSU, but any other state, all their states have different websites related to gardening and questions you may have. What seems to be the questions that people are coming to you with maybe your first couple of months on the job? Is it related to sort of like drought, weather, dryness?
Absolutely.
Things like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of tree questions, people with their trees losing leaves early, turning yellow. which is to be expected with the dry weather, hot, dry weather. Not much of a concern, certainly nothing you can do about it unless you're going to put a little bit more water out there for your tree. And also quite a few tree diseases people have been bringing in, and I think that's due to the spring, if you can remember back when it was a little cooler and wetter. Was pretty good conditions to get some disease development. And then with the heavy dews and some showers the last few weeks, those diseases have taken off.
Now, did you arrive with the cicadas, or were you here or after they showed up?
I think I followed the cicadas in. I came in right in the heat of the time.
They saw you coming and took off.
Yeah, well, they were singing to greet me when I got here.
Right. Do we expect much damage from them? Has it already been done, or is it some of those things where we kind of see a delayed effect of a lot of sometimes when an insect comes through?
Well, I'd say most of the damage has been done. You've probably noticed driving around a lot of the oak trees and many other trees. The tips of the branches just kind of seem burnt, maybe the last 18 inches or so, and that's where they laid their eggs and killed the branches off, and then those branches are falling down. The eggs are hatching, and those cicadas are burrowing away for the next 17 years. Typically, on a large tree in your yard, that's not going to hurt anything, but some of the blueberry growers and fruit growers did have some pretty severe damages from those cicadas, but pretty much the damage now is done.
In the last couple of years, the peach crop was hit hard by severe winter weather. What about this season?
Well, this season, it's kind of hit or miss. Certainly, it wasn't the severe winter that got people this year, but there was some late frost that did take some of the crop. But my understanding is that there's some good peaches out there to be had.
There are. I've seen them out there already. Anybody? A lot of different vegetables, fruits, and things like that. People who have home gardens are, you know, obviously harvesting certain things as well. You mentioned on the sort of agricultural crop like that. How is the state of that in Lorain County that you've been able to tell?
Lorain County is similar to the rest of the state of Ohio. It's spotty. Some places got some showers and storms during July and August. Really isolated areas where the crops look great. Other areas coming through July and the first part of August were extremely dry, which really took a toll, especially on the corn. So the recent rains that we've had will certainly help the corn, but July is a critical time for corn to get the water. The rains this past week have really helped the soybeans, and I'm really excited about what the potential is for them.
As we head into the fall, any general tips for homeowners, property owners regarding their shrubs and flowers and plants and things like that?
Well, don't give up on your weeding for sure. Stay on top of that. I'm talking to a lot of people that want to get compost piles started, and it's a little more tricky to do that during the winter, but certainly a good time to start that with your leaves and some more grass clippings as that's coming. Otherwise, I guess really quick, I don't have any other tips to share.
One other quick thing about the changing of the seasons here. Next week's going to be markedly cooler, but down the road a little bit, the fall colors. Given that we've had such a dry summer, do you think they will be as colorful as normal, more so, less so? Any idea?
It's always a little hard to tell, and some of it depends on what the temperatures will be as we get close to that time, if we get an early frost or not. But typically with drier weather, I wouldn't expect to see as vibrant of colors because some trees are already starting to turn yellow and brown and losing their leaves. And so it probably will be more of a muted fall, but it all depends. With the recent rains that we've had and if we get the right temperatures, there could still be some nice colors out there.
So, John, what's your typical day going to be like? What are you doing after you leave us here this morning to...
Well, every day is a little bit different, which is the nice thing about Extension. After I leave here today, I'm going to be going back to the office, and I'll probably have a day pretty much in the office. This afternoon, I'm going to be out to the fair, getting some stuff set up there, helping the 4-H people a little bit. But some days, I'm out doing site visits, visiting with farmers or other growers that have some issues that they're trying to get figured out. We'll walk some fields, chat about what's going on. A lot of people bring samples by the office, and so that helps to break up the day, too.
If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, we are open. Our office is on Russia Road, just outside of Elyria, and we're open from 8 to 4:30. We're closed from noon to 1 for lunch, but you can stop by there, bring a sample by, bring some pictures by. The more information you can bring if you have a problem, the better. the dead sticks aren't very helpful when people bring those.
Charles always told us, he said, bring a good, you have to bring part of the living with the dead in order to get an idea of what's really going on.
That's correct. Otherwise, it's just a guess. Or you can call the office too, 440-326-5851. And somebody will answer that phone. If I'm not there, they'll take a message. If I'm there, I'll be happy to talk to you and see what questions you have.
All right. We appreciate your time. John St. Halls, the new extension agent over at the OSU office. You can find out all about what's happening, and you'll see him out at the fair as well.
Yeah.
At some particular time. Maybe we'll have a chance to chat. We're out there as well, so be sure to stop by and see us as well.